Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on 73B, talking a little bit about Eretz Yisrael, the holy, wonderful land of Israel, especially sowing and plowing on Shabbos. The Mishnah had said seeding and plowing. The question is, the Tana should have taught plowing first. It precedes seeding. The answer is that the Tana is from Eretz Yisrael, where people plow also after seeding to cover the seeds, for the land is hard. The Tana teaches that also the second plowing is a malacha. This brings to mind the idea of what the Gemara says, and I think it is explained elsewhere, that there are three things that come with Yisurim, that there are three things that come with difficulty. And I believe that is maybe child rearing or having children, and I think it's maybe Olam Haba, and one of them and Torah for sure takes effort. Lefum Sar Agra Pirgav explains, and also Eretz Yisrael. I might be wrong about the other ones, but for sure one of them, Niknes Be Isurin, is Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael, Israel, is acquired with difficulty. It's acquired with trials and tribulations. It's acquired with hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. Much toil is involved with it. We think about all the things that happened throughout our history relating to Eretz Yisrael. We see this readily apparent, even in our modern history, from 1948 onwards, all the wars, all the difficulty, all the terrorism, all the people against us trying to take us out of it. It's so much difficulty is involved. And throughout history, Eretz Yisrael didn't bear fruit, didn't bear land, if it wasn't owned and run by Jewish people. When the Jewish people came back in modern times, even before modern times, it started sprouting green again. And David Ben-Gurion famously said that he wants to see the desert bloom. And that's what happened when we came back to the land. We should all be zocha to be in the land speedily in our days. We should always have the aliyah mindset, always have the idea, when can I get there? How could I be there? How can I live there? When is my time frame? This is something that came with such effort, such toil, such hard work. Building up the land is so difficult for the Jewish people. It's the size of New Jersey, but it is immense in its beautifulness, immense in its in our need to have it, to be there. We were given this beautiful gift. It might be the challenge of our generation. It might be the big mitzvah of our generation. When can we do that? When can we toil? When can we earn it? Of course, it's a lot less materialism there. It's a much harder lifetime there. It's acquired with Yisurin. Living there is with Yisurin. The lifestyle there is much different, much harder. We're going to have to live with less. I might have to go from my house to an apartment. I might have to go from a ton of grass to a little bit of grass. I might have to go from making $1 million to making 20 grand, whatever. A lot of different things are involved. The Israeli products are different. The lifestyle is different. But what do you gain? The land of our forefathers, the land promised to us by Hashem, the world was given 10 measures of beauty. Do you know where those measures went? 9 of them, the Gemara explains, I believe the Medrash elsewhere explains, 9 of them were given it to Israel. Why are we living in the lands that only have 1/10 of the world's beauty when 9/10 are at our fingertips in Eretz Yisrael itself? The land was acquired with Yisurin. As explained by the Gemara today, there's toil and effort that goes into the land in Israel, and there's toil and effort that goes into living there and acquiring it and developing it. Such a wonderful place. We should think, how much can we toil? How can we exert ourselves to get there as soon as we can? And we'll toil in ourselves, toil in living there, toil in being there. Hopefully speedily in our days, our Mashiach will come, the Beis Hamikdash will come, and we could all live there today. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 75 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.